Introducing Track 9, Further News Stories. 18 bags of litter gathered in first joint rubbish pick. The first joint litter pick by Tynmouth's Gorilla Gardeners and the Alice Cross Centre collected 18 bags of rubbish, recyclable materials and a mattress. The event, part of the Great British Spring Clean, saw 25 residents, town councillors and Alice Cross Centre volunteers join forces to clean up the town. Councillor Jan Comer thanked everyone who came for improving the town's appearance and making a clear and positive difference. Community litter picks are scheduled for the last Sunday of the month. Refreshments were provided for all the volunteers by the Alice Cross Centre.
Write to your MP to help safeguard nature. The National Trust is calling on people to write to their MP at the launch of a campaign to stop the unravelling of nature protections. In their Nature Equals Future campaign, they hope instead to persuade ministers to step up the pace to help British wildlife recover. The charity is asking the government to honour the commitment to manage 30% of land for nature by 2030 and to defend nature and wildlife from weakening laws that protect them. It is also seeking the introduction of a strong water reform bill to clean up our rivers, streams and seas and make polluters pay, they say. They further demand that neighbourhoods are rich in nature and end unfair access to green space, seeking the government to publish their long-promised action plan by the end of the year. They say in the last 12 months, the Prime Minister and Chancellor have presented wildlife as a blocker to growth and changed long-standing nature policies, including making it easier for developers to build without improving the environment. The last time the Trust led a similar campaign was in 2011, when it initiated a petition that succeeded in stopping proposed planning reforms. Hilary McGrady, Director General of the National Trust, said, "We would never launch a campaign like this lightly. But nature is in a state of freefall in this country, and our government doesn't appear to be taking the issue seriously enough. It's time politicians listened to the electorate and started to implement change. Clean rivers and seas, natural places for children to play, and healthy local food are all within grasp with the right political action. But we must raise the level of aspiration. Nature can and must be restored to our islands."
Tributes have been paid following the death of Dawlish councillor Mike James. Dawlish Town Council has announced he has died following a short illness. In a statement, the council said he will be remembered for his commitment to public service and his contribution to the community. The Liberal Democrat was elected to Dawlish Town Council in 2019, representing Dawlish South West Ward, and also on Teignbridge District Council for the same ward. Before moving to Dawlish, Mike had a long-standing commitment to public life, having previously served as a councillor at Torbay Council during the 2000s. In addition, he gave his time voluntarily as a governor of Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundation Trust, demonstrating his dedication to supporting local health services. Mayor of Dawlish, Councillor Anthony James, said, "Today we mourn the loss of our oldest town councillor and friend, Mike James, following a fall when he went to the aid of another person who had collapsed in the street. Mike was also fondly known by me as Jesse James, was our oldest member on the council and was halfway through his 90th year. For his age, he kept himself active with being an elected council member. He was also an active board member at Torbay Hospital. Mike was a quiet and knowledgeable person who lived in many countries, worked in health, and as a qualified solicitor, who later became a coroner's officer. Thank you, Mike. You were a role model to us all. As a mark of respect, the town council's flag will be flown at half-mast at the Manor House.
Academy recognised with National Award. All Saints Marsh C of E Academy has been awarded Certificate of Achievement status after a nomination for the 2026 Pearson National Teaching Awards. The certificate has been awarded in the Making a Difference Primary School of the Year category, with a school recognised for good performance. This national recognition celebrates the school's dedication, impact and commitment to providing an outstanding education for every pupil. The school plans to celebrate the achievement on National Thank a Teacher Day on June the 17th. The Pearson Awards, founded in 1998 by Lord Putnam, celebrate excellence in education and highlight the vital role teachers and schools play in shaping future generations. Mr. Liam O'Sullivan, head teacher at All Saints Marsh C of E Academy, said, "I'm incredibly proud of our whole school team at All Saints Marsh. Every member of staff works tirelessly to ensure that our pupils are supported, challenged and inspired every day. This recognition is a testament to their dedication and to the strong, caring community we have built here. Seeing our children flourish, both academically and personally, is the greatest reward, and I am delighted that their hard work and enthusiasm are being celebrated on a national stage." The school, situated in part of Newton Abbott, is part of the Learning Academy Partnership. CEO Tracy Cleverly said, "All Saints Marsh C of E Academy exemplifies the values at the heart of the Learning Academy Partnership. This recognition reflects the school's unwavering commitment to inclusion, high expectations, and the development of every child. We are proud of the leadership, staff, and pupils whose hard work and creativity have made such a positive impact in their community, and it is inspiring to see their achievements celebrated nationally."
Parents celebrate £30,000 school grant. Parents at a small village primary school are celebrating a £30,000 boost from the parish council towards major improvements of the school's outdoor space. Hennock School's PTFA was awarded the money after Hennock Parish Council voted unanimously in favour of granting the cash through the community infrastructure levy. This had to be formally approved by Teignbridge Council after a period of public consultation and the submission of letters of support from the community. Almost 150 letters of support for the project were sent to the Parish Council. More than 25 residents, including school staff, neighbours, head teacher Anthony Arnold, former pupils and the deputy CEO of the Link Academy Trust, attended the Parish Council meeting to voice their support in person. This funding marks a significant milestone in a long-running project led by the PTFA to enhance the school grounds for its 60-plus pupils and the wider community. For several years, large areas of the grounds have been inaccessible for up to 6 months of the year due to flooding and waterlogging. The preschool play area has also suffered from surface deterioration, making it an unsuitable space for young children. The project has been 4 years in the making, supported by PTFA fundraising efforts, including the popular annual barn dance, which raised more than £15,000. John Harvey, PTFA Treasurer, expressed his gratitude, saying, "We are extremely thankful to the Parish Council for their continued support of our village school. This funding represents a huge step forward in our efforts to create a safe, engaging and sustainable environment for our children. work is scheduled for completion ahead of the new academic year in September. A crowdfunding bid was also launched to raise money to tackle the flooding issues. The Link Academy Trust has supported the PTFA's efforts with a contribution towards the installation of a new eco-friendly surface for the preschool area. Speakers at the council meeting highlighted the importance of the project, not only in improving the school environment, but also helping to secure the long-term sustainability of the small rural school to attract new families. This latest funding boost will secure the second phase of the development, which is due to begin in June.